You may be seated. As you're seated, most people observing what I just read to you saw only two people out there facing one another, but David saw one more person. David saw the Lord, and that made all the difference. He felt that there were three of them out there, and that made him invincible. Just as he had found on the lonely hillsides as a shepherd boy, David learned to fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, as the 23rd Psalm. See, David went out with a 23rd Psalm heart. He knew that the Lord was with him. He knew that the Lord went before him and protected him. And that's how he made it through this moment. David believed and thought and sang to the Lord. And what he believed and thought and sang was true in his life. God was as real to confident David as the fearsome giant Goliath was to all the quaking Israelite army. David knew the battle was the Lord's. You know, that's the first key to standing alone. David, to stand alone, the first choice we see in his life is God consciousness. David acted just like all of God's servants who have had great triumphs have acted. Look at verse 47. Then all this assembly shall know the Lord does not save with sword or spear, for the battle is the Lord's. That's what David said. That's God consciousness. As David went into the situation, he went into it conscious that this was God's battle, because David was God's servant. And what happened in David's life was God's business, because he had surrendered himself and his life to the Lord and his time and everything about himself was in God's hands. That's what God consciousness is all about. Most people practice a comfortable compartmentalizing of their life. They compartmentalize God into the Sunday and Bible study and devotion time. And everything else is kind of their life. And they have to go out alone, and they have to face all their problems, and they wrestle with them, and it causes great physical turmoil in their bodies because they face most things alone. But David said, no, verse 47, the battle is the Lord. David acted just like Joseph had acted 800 years before David's time. 800 years before David and Goliath, Joseph was alive. You remember Joseph from Genesis? He predates David by 800 years. 800 years before, Joseph, facing Potiphar's wife, blurted out, "How can I do this evil in God's sight?" What was it that made Joseph the great man? God consciousness. Joseph knew God was there. David, in the Valley of Elah, facing the giant, knew something no one else knew. God was there. God consciousness. A servant of God who stands alone resists finding pleasures in sin. 400 years before David, a similar servant named Moses. Moses lived 400 years before David. Joseph lived 800 years before David. Moses turned away from the glittering pleasures of Egypt and stood alone for God because he saw God who was invisible. That's what God likes. And that's what Hebrews 11:25-27 reports about Moses, that he endured and resisted all the pleasures of Egypt because he saw God who is invisible to those who have no faith. Moses had faith. He saw God. Joseph had faith. He saw God. David had faith. He saw God everywhere he went. So David, Moses, and Joseph all had God consciousness. They saw God was watching them. That changed everything. It made their battles not theirs alone, but God's. The question we need to ask ourselves is, do we fight all of our battles alone? There's nothing in our lives that God does not want to invade and inhabit and be a part of. Whether it's struggling with a job or struggling with a school or struggling at home or struggling with your health, it doesn't matter what we're facing. God says, don't face it alone. Be aware of my presence. God consciousness is the first way we stand alone. David did and believed that the battle was the Lord. He did see God. He did believe the battle was the Lord's. And that's why God wants us to remember him. He stood all alone for God, as verse 47 says of 1 Samuel 17. David entrusted each battle to God's hand, and God delivered him. The events of that day are indelibly sketched on our heart. The shepherd lad, a handful of stones, a homemade weapon, plus God, made an unbeatable army of one. David defeated the giant and became an instant and enduring hero of all the ages. But why? Why could God use him? Well, if you think back over all the past few weeks in our previous studies, we examined David in his youth. We found he lived the early days of his life in a way that God shaped his heart. He was a young man who had the list of qualities that we saw in 1 Samuel 16, plus the resolves of youth that we studied in Psalm 132. Those are all part of the spiritual makeup of this man that God could use. His abhorrence of sin, his longing for God's presence, his disciplining his flesh, his God consciousness, all these little things that he chose as a young man caused David to thirst to serve God when he was young.